This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We understand what we're trying to accomplish here. And we know that there's going to be some mistakes, but we're going to take our chances, you know, and he feels better at it. And there's a good chance he's going to be Sunday.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
That was Alex Cora lying to us on WEEI Afternoons yet again because Christian Campbell did not play first base. You know how I know that? Because he booted a double play ball at second base early in the game, which...
Maybe that's where he thought first base is.
If it had been first, it would have been easy. Could have just grabbed it, stepped on the bag. But actually, one of my favorite things that Garrett Crochet did yesterday while throwing a career high in pitches, striking out double-digit batters.
Nice dirty dozen.
Winning me some money because Dan Ball on the Mass Mutual pregame show told me it was the lock of the day that he was going over on his strikeouts.
And
Dan
I was
Ball's
told,
right.
I was told, quote, if he did not hit it, it was my fault. LOL. Which
hey, what was
the text I got after?
And
the
what was the
show.
What was the? Oh, was that from Andy?
Oh, that guy right there.
What, yeah, he loves. He's a sweet texter. What was the over under?
7.5 was your number.
You should have
hammered
it.
Oh, we nailed it.
Yesterday.
Not only did I hammer it, but I got a little profit boost, so I get a little more juice on it. That was a nice little return on my minimal investment. But no, the best thing I thought Garrett Crochet did yesterday is when Christian Campbell, who was, yes, playing second base, not first base, we'll get to that in a second, booted a double play ball right up the middle, booted the hell out of it. He turned to him, and it's going to be tough to describe, but just kind of like shrugged. Put his palms up just like, we're fine, relax, we're good, not a problem. You got an out because he grabbed the ball and ended up tagging the base to get one out at second base. And to me, it was a important leadership moment for Garrett Crochet because you know inside he's thinking, this kid just booted a ball that cost me a double play that could cost me a run that could cost me blah, blah, blah. Who knows? Cy Young Award. And he was a leader. And that's what you look for from your ace. It's not just the 100 pitches. It's not just the strikeouts. It's not just the win, even. He is leading because we've talked about this team lacks leadership. It lacks
veterans. Especially when the guy you pay handsomely to come in and buy everybody suits, hit doubles, and be a leader is out for 2 months with a quad strain.
So I really thought that was a key moment of leadership opportunity for Crochet, and he passed with flying colors just like he did on the mound. Now we got to get to the manager. Okay, so I get it. You know, my old boss used to always say conditions on the ground changed. When you talk about, oh, we're going to do this in a few days, but then something, you don't do
you
that.
You can say his name, Fred Kirsch.
Fred Kirsch, conditions on the ground changed.
Actually, living legend Fred Kirsch.
Living legend Fred Kirsch. So apparently it's living legend Abraham Toro, because they could not play Christian Campbell at first, because to play Christian Campbell at first, you'd have to not play Toro, and Toro is the greatest hitter in Boston since Ted Williams.
Okay, I actually am less surprised about the Crochet only throwing 85 pitches. Kind of blew my mind. I was very surprised, especially after I looked at the whites of Alex Cora's eyes and said, how about a complete game? And he goes, oh, that'd be something. I felt betrayed. It hurt. However, this did not surprise me as much because...
Really? When he said Campbell on Sunday.
Probably.
And which
when you
also
split the first two games and you know you're in a game with Crochet against a really good pitcher for Atlanta as well... Every run counts, and if he botches a play over there at first base, we would all be eviscerated.
What if he botches it at second?
Yeah, because
he did.
You had to put him in at first. Huh? Now you had to experiment in a game you needed to win. They got the moral boost they probably needed desperately by taking the series, riding Crochet's arm in a dominant performance. I'll give you a texter right here. Same number. Call, text, 617-779-7937. You guys got that. Here it is right here. Who played first base? The guy who's hitting 300 and fielding like a gold glover, says the 978. Good move by Cora. If you play Campbell and Campbell strikes out three times, you'd be asking, why didn't he play the guy hitting 300? You guys are unbelievable. Well, Campbell played. He just played another base.
And also, he didn't just lie to us, and we're just having a little fun with this. Like, I don't really honestly care that he lied to me.
Ruining the man's reputation.
As I said, I asked Bill Belichick questions for 20 years. He lied to me every time he answered, so I'm used to being lied to by managers and coaches.
Been like?
Yep, that guy. Pretends like he doesn't know what you're talking
about. Still my favorite. That's my new favorite line.
But Alex Cora had also told the local media prior to talking to us that at some point in Atlanta he would probably play. So he kind of narrowed it down to Sunday with us, but he had left the three-game series open to the general media, and... he didn't, and I know Toro's been hitting well, and I know Toro's been part of their success, but when do they look big picture and when do they look small picture, I guess is the point. Like, the Crochet example of a perfect game. If you were looking big picture, you got to pull him early. If you're looking small picture, you leave him in the game and try to win a game. Like, this is another example. In the big picture, are you a better baseball team with Christian Campbell playing some first base? Because you've decided you want Christian Campbell.
Potentially, if he can play at a reasonable major league level.
How are you going to find that out without playing him at a major league level?
You had an opportunity. At that level, yes.
And if you're going to start that, are you just waiting for the wheels to fall off Toro? Are you waiting for Dan Ball's guy, Romy Gonzalez, to come back? Duh, you. This whole back and forth pendulum of when they think short term, for example, Crochet. He's now thrown more than 100 pitches in two straight games. Hasn't done it three times. So is he getting pulled after 80 pitches next start?
Oh, 60. 65 times.
Right? Like, is that, or are we past that, and now we're, because last time Cora told us that they were going to let him go until we don't let him go again. It's like this, maybe he needs to talk less. Does that mean, I know.
Alex Cora?
Yeah.
But he's so good at it.
Yeah, but he's now getting caught up in specific instances. He can keep saying a lot of words. Breslow says a lot of words. He just doesn't say anything in those words. I think Alex Cora, and I'm not advocating for this out of my job, my perspective. I'm advocating for it from his perspective. Keep talking, but less specific. Like, don't say Sunday if you think there's any real decent chance he's not going to play.
You could say the weekend or the upcoming series.
Soon. We're looking to get him over at first and pretty soon. You know, he's getting better.
The near future. Maybe next week. Hyper-specific would be like next week, not Sunday in Atlanta.
And because, I don't know, it just seems like it's starting to be another annoyance for him. And he's got enough annoyances with the ball club and the decisions he has to make and his relationship with Breslow and the analytics people and all these things. Maybe remove one of the annoyances and wear the annoyance.
I think I know what your first question is going to be when Alex Cora joins WEEI Afternoons, a.k.a., well, this is awkward, tomorrow at 2:30 p.m.
I don't know what it is. So give me an option.
Well, number one would be,
why'd you lie to me?
Okay, there's one.
Yeah, but
option.
You'll have about a 30-second preamble where you're like, but you're the best and I love you, but why'd you lie to us?
That's called the run-up.
What if I just say, love you, mean it, but why'd you lie to us again?
How about that?
What if I just keep it simple,
Coach,
like that and say,
Alex?
Alex, love you, mean it, but why'd you lie to us again?
I think you'd appreciate that.
Alex, I think you would too.
Alex, I really look forward to these conversations and I hate to have to be rough with you, but... you son of a bitch.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
Why'd you do that?
Or, lie to me once, or how shame about, on me. Lie to me twice, shame
okay, I got
on
an,
you
I got another question for you. I got another question. Here you go. How about this? Did you see Richard Fitz? Did you see Richard? Did you order the? You're goddamn right I did.
No, Breslow did. Get to do anything around here except collect a paycheck.
Did you see Richard Fitz throwing a perfect game last night?
What?
I don't know, because Richard Fitz is pitching tonight, so I'm just saying, like, imagine that.
I'm pretty sure that's not going to happen.
Or did you see
Trevor Story has turned it around. Did you see that coming, and do you think it'll last?
How about that? There you go. How important is it that Trevor Story hitting? Is that the key to the offense? Is he the spark that
you
needed?
Fitzy wanted to DFA Trevor Story. Now he's hitting. Do you want to say anything to Fitzy? That'd be a good question.
How about Fitzy was sitting right there behind you in the dugout. He was the one yelling, why did you lie to me all night long?
617-779-7937. No, I just caught up and looked at the call screener, and I see you guys lining up. And I always love when I see this. Mm-hmm. Joe and Melrose, quote, wants to defend Cora. So go ahead, Joe. What's up?
All right. How you guys doing?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, I do want to defend Cora. I think he's being micromanaged. I think, like, the analytics, particularly Craig Breslow, giving him marching orders, and he has to go out and defend it. I think he wanted to pitch Crochet for a full game or more innings, not 85 pitches. And he told you that full well, thinking he was going to have that authority. Then he gets handed the playbook that night from Craig Breslow. I mean, I think if it was Alex Cora had his way, he would bring up Roman Anthony. I mean, he said he's not knocking on the door, he's knocking the door down. Mm-hmm. I mean, you don't say that, and and then management's overruling him on all these decisions. And I think it's a mistake, because when he gets to use his gut, I mean, he's a much better manager than he's just getting the playbook handed to him by the analytics department.
Thanks for the call, Joe.
See, more people talking about the nerds coming in.
Yeah,
ruining the sport.
Yeah, but my pushback on that would be, and I am like Joe. I, at my core, look for ways to defend Cora, I feel like. I'm just going to put it out there. Like, mm-hmm. I think that's the perception of me and maybe some of the reality. Mm-hmm. Did he not know that there was an analytics department and a person named Craig Breslow when he signed a 3-year, $21 million extension? Like, don't you know the jaw? Did they pull the wool over his eyes? Did things change between when he signed that extension late last year and how the team is being managed now? Because I find that hard to believe. I think he knew what he was getting into. I think he knew the way the organization has been run, or the way Breslow wanted to run it, and he seemed quite comfortable with that going on. Now it seems like sometimes, as Joe said, there's these weird hiccups in their communication, where it almost feels like Alex gets ahead of himself, and then they kind of rein him in with, mm-hmm. Oh, no, by the way, I heard you say that. You shouldn't have said
you
that, because we're not doing that.
Does he have to check with how many different layers of organization do you believe Cora needs to check with
just
before
Brez.
He can make? You think it's just Brez?
Yeah, just Breslow. Dan Ball?
So did Cora believe that Campbell was going to play Sunday, but the playbook then later on told him that Toro was going to play first?
Well, first of all, do you think Cora changed his own decision, or the decision was changed for him?
I think the decision was changed for him, and I kind of believe that the stuff is being put out in the media, the Crochet 6-7 innings, the Campbell at first, is almost like a, all right, Craig, are you really going to change this? Almost a
ooh,
challenge?
Daring him. A little measuring contest.
I wouldn't be completely surprised by that. That's kind of what it feels like.
Guess what? The measuring contest has gone Breslow 2, Cora 0.
Yeah, so far.
So far. That's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. I was thinking it was more a lack of communication or just assumptions.
He comes across as a very intellectual guy.
Yes.
I would find it hard to believe that he's putting these specific details out there by accident or without knowledge of what the actual plan is or without a plan behind it.
Yeah, that's my baseline is I think Alex Cora is a really smart baseball guy. Mm-hmm. I think really, really smart. And I don't think he steps in it, so to speak, or says something accidentally, gets ahead of his skis, whatever you want. I think he says it,
yep,
believing he as the truth of the time with the information he has, the power he has. The one thing I would say is, when does he get to make a decision? Like, is there ever, we all live in relationships where we don't necessarily get to make all the decisions, whether it's work, marriage, whatever, mm-hmm. right? But don't you feel like, okay, honey, you got to pick the dinner last night and you got to pick the dinner tonight.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm due to get to pick a dinner around here somewhere.
Yeah,
Cora due to pick a dinner?
Can I just once?
Yeah.
Can I
or
just
like
once?
If you're painting the house, all the rooms are being done, and she said, well, we're going to do this light blue in the living room. The bathroom's going to be this yellow.
Do I get one room?
She's like, oh, yeah, you've been a good boy. You can have the basement.
Yeah, man, exactly.
No, but in all seriousness, does he get
like
to
such
make
a consolation prize?
Does he get any consolation prizes? Because right now, two weeks in a row, he has said something sort of definitively, and then the way it played out. The next level, though, I do want to ask, it's not all about us as much as we forget that sometimes.
Joe, you want to know, is he gonna? What if he makes a prediction on when Roman Anthony gets called up?
I think Joe is right about that. He said something pretty definitive last week. He's not just knocking on the door. He's kicking it down. Like, that's him saying, the door is open. Why are we not pulling him through the door to us?
That is a direct comment up the ladder.
Yes.
Just like I think some of the other ones are.
Absolutely. But in regards to Christian Campbell, I almost just want to know what the hell is going on with Christian Campbell. So now you've wasted. When were we at Fenway? The first day we saw the drills at Fenway at first base. Are we
3 weeks ago? Maybe a month?
So for 3 weeks, maybe a month, using Dan Ball's memory, you've been having Christian Campbell drill at the very least at multiple positions and maybe more swayed toward first base as you prepped him. Because remember, Cora said he's like a 2 out of 10 and now he's much better.
2.5.
All that.
Yep.
So you've wasted his time? Is he not playing first base ever? Because Romy Gonzalez is coming back and Toro's pretty good? Like, I'd be annoyed if I were Christian Campbell. It's one thing for you to jerk me around if the team needs it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a team player. So May 16th, he started taking drills. We are now on June 2nd. Mm-hmm. So that's, whatever, 3 weeks ago.
Yep, 2.5 weeks.
If I'm Christian Campbell, and I'll add a layer to this, there's this guy called Devers, and we're going to get into him because we got some new audio from the MLB Network that is some of the dumbest audio you may ever hear on this station.
Talking about the poppy?
No.
Oh.
Talking about Devers and playing first base and an argument, a similar argument, and it's really stupid. But Campbell, if you're going to jerk me around, at least let me know I'm doing it for the best interest of the baseball team.
What do they believe is the end game for Christian Campbell?
Great question.
Is it we really think you could be a long-term answer at first? Are you a stopgap at first? Or we legitimately don't know what position you're going to play long-term?
I think it's that. I think they've reached that point where they have no idea what he's going
to
play.
Oh, good thing they didn't sign him to they just signed him to an 8-year deal.
Because if they think he's the long-term answer at first, well, to start that process, you probably should play him at first at some point.
Yep.
And you said stopgap. Is that the word you used?
Uh-huh.
Doesn't Toro feel like a stopgap? Even if he's great right
Don't
now.
Don't all of them feel like a stopgap?
Well,
is
not
Romy Gonzalez your first baseman of the future?
No. The only one who's not a stopgap is Campbell, potentially. And we've never seen him play the position.
Right.
And we've seen him struggle a little bit lately. Over the last week, so there's a double play ball that could have cost Crochet the game. Just, I know it's early and whatever, but it could cost Crochet. There was a play at the plate, a throw to the plate, that did cost them the game, a decision he made. And these are all decisions he's making at second base while preparing to play first base, and he was actually told he was playing first base. Also, remember all the coaches that tell us when they talk to the media, they're also talking to the players because they know the players listen?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say that Christian Campbell's a P1 for WEEI Afternoons and heard last week that he was playing first base on Sunday in Atlanta. And yet, he didn't play first base on Sunday in Atlanta. So I guess I'm frustrated for Christian Campbell.
Sure.
I think he's getting jerked around to what end? To no end. And also,
we don't know what the
he's honestly in the midst of a slump that he went from the best rookie in baseball to, oh my God,
this guy's making Trevor Story look like Mickey Mantle.
Maybe too much on his plate.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs to slow down, take a breather, whatever. Hell, maybe it would be good for him to go to first base, because maybe he would just be thinking about first base, and then the hitting, he would just maybe take a breath.
Does Alex Cora maybe now think, well, if I put him in at first base now, it's considering how the struggles he's had defensively on the whole this season, is this going to be a sign that we're now in full experimentation mode?
I don't know, but you shouldn't have told us you were going to put him at first base if you were worried about putting him at first base.
They don't know what they're doing at first base.
That's a great lead into Rick in Portsmouth has a thought on the Boston coaches right now. What's up, Rick?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Andy and Fitzy. Good show.
How are you?
I'm good. I just got to say, Cora looks like a fool. I mean, the way he says Devers ain't having it, and, you know, Roman Anthony isn't being called up, I think Cora looks totally foolish. And, you know, Vrabel looks totally foolish, too, unless they cut Diggs. I just wish these guys would take their job somewhat seriously. It's really frustrating.
All right, thanks for the call, Rick. I'm not sure it's that they don't take their jobs seriously. I think there are a lot of factors that come. Remember Theo Epstein used to say multifactorial.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of multifactorial layers to these jobs and these decisions that are made and their bosses and who gets to decide what. I mean, the one I actually thought he was going to maybe go down the road of Joe Mazzulla, Ted's argument. And Joe Mazzulla, stop telling everybody to shoot threes.
Right.
That's actually one where I think Joe Mazzulla can kind of unilaterally do that. I know Brad Stevens mm-hmm. is hovering over him and they shot threes with Brad Stevens and all that. But I think Joe Mazzulla could do that. I don't think Mike Vrabel can just flat out cut Stephon Diggs without a discussion within the organization.
I'll have to talk to, obviously, Elliot Wolf first.
And Robert Kraft. As
oh,
well.
That's right. The guy that writes the checks. He laser prints.
Certainly, Cora isn't able to make decisions unilaterally. I don't think he has final say
most
things.
What percentage of the managerial decisions that we think he should be making do you think he's allowed to make? 50%?
No, I would say.
Like, who makes the starting lineup every day? Is it Alex Cora?
I think for the most part.
See, I don't know. See, I even wonder
for the
that
most
now.
Part.
I have my doubts about that as well.
So what does he do? What is it you'd say you'd do?
There you go. There's your first question tomorrow. Alex, what would you say you do around here?
Kick your ass, because that's the most disrespectful thing anyone's ever asked
why
me
don't
on
you
a
ask
radio
him
show?
Straight up who's making the lineups?
Why don't you ask him?
All right. Well, you
Big
said
balls,
you
want, Fitzgerald.
You, hey, you said you wanted a question first. Could you backing out of this?
Yeah, but sometimes I throw up a softball to get him in a good mood, and then you come in with the haymaker.
Yeah,
and
he had his whole preamble last week. I just want to, Mr. Cora, this might be a little tough. I'm sorry, but I have to do it.
It's
funny, I didn't hear you calling him Lying McLiehole when he came on the air like you did when he wasn't on with us in the Quiz with Stiz segment.
I didn't hear you call him that either.
I didn't either. Dan Ball.
From 5 minutes ago, classic from Brad pivot. Foe, some poor Red Sox intern must have been rooting through the trash today because Rafael Devers has a glove and is taking ground balls.
What?
Where is he taking ground balls?
Shortstop.
Are you serious?
I swear on my life.
Now they're effing with us Belichick style. Because they're like, we want him to take ground balls, but if he goes to third, people will freak out. If he goes to first, people will freak out. So where can he take ground balls where they won't freak out too much, and I guess that's up in the middle infield.
Excellent text, 207. I bet Mookie Betts would play first if they asked.
Of course he would, because he's one of the great athletes, competitors, and teammates of our generation.
Now I'm going to be there tonight, and if I get to witness either one of those guys, well, we've all gone. We've all gone. It's not even a brag.
I was going to say it's a Red Sox game.
It's a Sox game.
How much cachet do you get for that these days?
Jeez, it's more like which one of us has taken one for the team to go see the team. If I see either of them play first base tonight, it would be nothing short of a miracle. Anyone else but, you know, Toro. I would love to see it just because it would be interesting to watch live.
So we're gonna have to trend in a second here, but we got to get back into this. Devers taking ground balls at shortstop. No, he's not going to play shortstop. Also, really quick, a side note of positivity around Devers before we shred him in the entire topic next segment. I think he looks like he's gotten in better shape. I think he looks like he's in better shape than when he started the year.
How about that?
I was watching him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Maybe that's looks better. And maybe that's because he knows he needs to, A, pick up a little speed on the swing, and this obviously he's been hitting very well, and B, maybe, just maybe, he's going to surprise all of us.
All right, Rafi Devers talk, and what Tom Brady has to do with Rafi Devers and the decision where to play him, you'll never believe what someone said. It was really stupid. We'll play it next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.